Are tuned in to BBS Radio. This is Sherry Edwards and Tall Blonde Heather, your host for the next hour on Vocal Profiling Live. On this show, we ask our audience to participate in the show by calling in. We record a sample of your voice right on the air. We put it through our computer program. Tonight, we're going to be using InVoice, and then we can answer questions for you about anything you want. Well, maybe we can. We'll try. How's that? Heather, what music was that?
That was Rod Stewart, Do You Think I'm Sexy? And, you know, that's about a guy wanting a woman to think he's sexy. And you know what? There are a few sexy guys out there, aren't there?
Heather, you're looking mighty sexy today.
I colored my hair. Is it an improvement?
It looks great. It's kind of two-toned, sort of.
Yeah, I'm a little bit darker blonde in the back and a little bit lighter up front.
But it just, it looks gorgeous. It's sort of grayish-brown, and you got this great new outfit on.
Yeah.
Little sexy thing. New necklace there.
New necklace, yeah. Compliments of my boyfriend. He has good taste.
You're looking good. You're losing more weight, aren't you?
I am a little bit. I got my tone box back. Remember I talked about that last week?
Mm-hmm.
Got it back, and I'm pretty happy about that. And I got some fresh new tones in it, and they're making me and my new office mate feel pretty good.
And we got another project we're going to talk to people about today, and we're going to start doing a new series. As I said, you can call in, and we're going to try to answer your questions. Sometimes we answer the ones you didn't ask. Or you can just call in to chat or express an opinion. We love hearing from the audience. And most of the time, Heather gets the email. But you can write to me, too, at Sherry, S-H-A-R-R-Y, at SherryEdwards.com. And Heather is Heather at VocalProfiling.com. We're very happy that you're out there listening. And if it wasn't for you, we'd just be sitting here
talking to ourselves, wouldn't we?
What numbers can they call, Heather?
Okay, if you are in the USA, in Canada, call us toll-free at 888-228-4494. Worldwide, toll-free at 877-489-6350 or directly at 530-776-5154.
And I'm going to be monitoring the email, and that's radio at vocalprofiling.com, radio at vocalprofiling.com. Well, tonight we're going to talk about a variety of subjects, from weight management to exercising your muscles while you sleep, and along the way we're going to answer a few questions that you guys have sent in. We're going to bring you another keynote. Did I print that out for you, Heather?
I don't think you did, Sherry.
Okay, what's this over here? Is that it?
Yep, that is my nano voice.
Okay, I will get that for you. Heather, did you post the Kirstie Alley?
Kirstie Alley is up on our show information page directly on BBS Radio Station 2. And we also have that on our homepage, which is www.nutrasounds.com. So everybody can go there and check out Kirstie Alley and why she has problem with weight.
Have you got any feedback from that?
Yeah, I've got a lot of interest in that. People just can't get over the fact that they can tell the bottom line of why they can't lose that extra weight. You know, you've been on all these diets and you can't get past that plateau you've reached. And it turns out that it's not her fault that she's gained weight, and her big problem, I believe, is carnitine.
That's the one that if you have it really high, you can't gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've shown that to several people, and they're just flabbergasted.
Isn't that amazing?
About what's going on. I am trying to find it.
Again, I am
Sorry, I don't have the keynote up. While you're talking about some things, I will run over there and get that.
Okay.
We're going to talk about bio diet a little more today. You have chosen this week, because people would do a celebrity every week, you've chosen this week who?
James Gandolfini, and I think everybody will recognize him as Tony Soprano from HBO's The Sopranos.
You know, I have never watched that show.
Oh, it's a great show. It's a great show. I believe it's off the air now, but it lasted, six or seven seasons anyways. And you got to love Tony Soprano. He's a tough guy, but yet he's tender. He's a guy who's in control, and he's a mob boss, but he struggles with all those emotions. And he's in therapy over it. So he goes through, you know, a lot of ups and downs and a lot of turmoil in his life, and you see him dealing with the other mobsters as well as his family in the show.
Is he like that in real life?
You know what? I think he has issues. He describes himself as a pacifist, so he has issues with playing, you know, a crime boss on television. But he is deeply involved with the Iraq War and helping out soldiers coming back from over there. He did a documentary, I believe, on victims of the Iraq War with PTSD. So, you know, he has a common interest with us.
How'd you get his print?
Well, there's a lot of videos of him on TV, and he was actually on, one of the news shows talking about his documentary with the Iraq War soldiers returning. And he got kind of choked up over about it. So he's really heartfelt in what he does.
What's the documentary about? I haven't heard about this.
The victims, it's about what the soldiers go through when they come back from Iraq. One of them lost an arm. The other one had lost both legs below the knee. He featured six, I believe, men and women, all from different walks of life in the United States.
Do you remember the name of it?
I don't right off the top of my head.
Well, I'd like to look at it because we're doing a project with the Army. Mm-hmm. It's just an little experimental project, but we are incredibly honored to be able to help the soldiers coming back, particularly the ones that have been around these bombs that have such an acoustic blast with them. And we've been able, with the stuff that we do here at the Institute, look at the degree of hit, the degree of problem. And that's just not something that, unless you take some fluid out of their head or something, I don't know how medicine does it. I just know how we do it.
How we do it. And you know what? I've heard so many things about soldiers coming back and suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, and it's horrible. They're not getting the health care that they need. They get improper discharges, and that does not entitle them to the right of the proper health care here in America, which is a horrible, horrible thing.
That makes me really angry when we start talking about this and how the money just isn't allotted there for them to get health care. And Mike Adams just sent me an article, and this is an article, "Dead Doctors Paid Millions by Medicare to Practice Medicine Beyond the Grave."
That would be a neat trick, wouldn't it?
Well, he says, $479,000 was paid in Medicare payments for services rendered in 2002 to 2007 to a doctor who had died in 1999. $92 million was given to 18,240 dead doctors. Yet, I mean, were the patients dead? I mean, who was billing what?
Where does this come from? How does that something like that happen?
I should ask Mike where he got this. If they want to get in touch with Mike Adams,
he has this wonderful, wonderful reference site, healthbooksummaries.com. And he's got a lot of interesting articles on there, and he's got the cutting-edge technologies.
And the cutting gripes about what's
apparently
going on with our
system.
I think it's atrocious that the money isn't allocated, number one. I mean, these guys are out there putting their life on the line. They should be first in line, dead doctors or not, to get the money. And we're just incredibly...
$92 million.
$92 million. How much could we help these guys with $92 million?
That would put a huge dent in it, I'm sure.
So I'm right there with James. and what he wants to do with these people. And if any of you know James, you can tell him that we are going to post his picture and we are going to post his information from our computer program. I used BioDiet to look at his print. And did I just hand it to you? Because I've lost it. Here it is. When we looked at his print, we found several things. We look for norepinephrine. We look for dopamine. We look for serotonin, which is the three major neurotransmitters for weight management. Does he have a weight problem? I've never seen this man.
You know, he goes up and down quite a bit, but he's a bigger guy. He is.
In shoulders, stomach?
Upper body.
Upper body, big?
Upper body, yeah.
He's
barrel-chested, and he carries his weight pretty well, but he's a big guy.
Has he ever talked about on the show or anything wanting to lose weight? Or?
Well, you know, on The Sopranos, the last season, he had a heart attack and almost died.
Well, I would think that's for real here from what I see
really?
In print. He has an inability to process carbohydrates.
Oh, gosh.
And it's genetic. And there's an inability to use B3, which is niacin, which helps keep the fat in the blood unclumped so that there isn't heart attacks and strokes. So B3 niacin, just sublingual under the tongue, would be great for him. There's a bit of a thyroid problem, Synthroid in particular, which means that he is sensitive to digesting acids and purines, and that would lead right back to thyroid again. The root cause of it is he has a lipotropin hormone that's not quite working correctly. It'd be very, very hard for him to find it in any kind of medical test because it is something that is produced in the anterior pituitary, and it helps break down stored fat. So his body would be very, very reluctant
Wow.
to give up its fat. He would really have to try hard with that. He also has a deltoid muscle issue. And if we could get him off man-made carbohydrates, I think he would lose weight really quickly. And it also have to swear off anything that is a purine, like beans, lentils, whiskey, things like that, because that's going to aggravate what's going on. He also has an issue with SAMe, which is a form of that's a nutrient combination that helps with the sulfur in the body and helps with methylation. And that methylation is like, you have a raisin, and you eat the raisin so you get iron. But it's the iron that the raisin needed, not the iron that you needed. So your body has to translate that iron to a kind that you can use, and that requires sulfur. And SAMe helps that, particularly with anybody that has joint issues. And the other issue that he has a problem with is vitamin D, and that's also genetic, and there seems to be a tendency for his lower back to get tired and stressed easily. And it's the kind of movement that, like if you were cleaning fish and you were leaning over a table and kind of looking real close and scraping the fish, when you started to come back up, his back would probably be stiff. This has caused some inability to process cholesterol. So if any of you are in touch with James or can get him this report, it's going to be posted where, Heather?
I can post that on BBS show info page for Vocal Profiling Live and also on Nutrisounds.com. And I'm actually going to start on a new website for our BioDiet program tomorrow. So I'll be able to post all the information up on that, BioDiet2.com.
Can they just get in touch with you if they want
Absolutely.
To
Absolutely. Heather@vocalprofiling.com.
So if anybody like Entertainment Tonight wants to jump on our new series and learn about why these actors and actresses are having a weight management issue, they can get in touch with you.
That would be wonderful. I think they would jump on something like that.
Have you chosen the person that you want us to work on next week?
Not yet, but I'm open to suggestions from our audience.
So they could write you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Male, female, you know, we can do either or maybe both.
Or just trade off?
There you go.
I'd like to do, Drew Carey.
Yeah.
I think that would be a hoot, because I think he would just think it was a riot.
He's the new host. Well, not new anymore, but host of Price is Right now. He took over where Bob Barker left off.
And that was a skinny dude.
He was a skinny dude.
why do you think people gain weight? I mean, I'm overweight. Mine was neglect. I just refused to take any care of my body because it seemed useless.
Well, I think you pay attention to the health of others before you do yourself, and you have a lot of work.
Yeah,
you're looking out after everybody else.
And I tend to set and do a lot of computer work
mm-hmm.
on other people. But I really looked at it as no matter if I went on a diet, no matter what I ate, it didn't matter. I gained weight. And I particularly gained weight with my kids. And, you know, we got a clue about the weight gain in the middle
mm-hmm.
from looking at people who were pregnant, because they tend to gain the fat where they're trying to protect the baby.
The baby.
And we start looking at that, and we start looking at inflammation, because there is a baby. It's like a host. So the inflammation clues to the body says, put fat there, protect this. And I think when there's inflammation in the body from other things, particularly allergens, pollutants, that, you know, the air gets polluted, our food is polluted, so we put all this in the body, and the body flares up and says, this is not supposed to be in here. I got to do something about it. So it creates a new cell to sort of protect the body, or a group of new cells to gather around and protect what's there. It's like when you run a thorn or something in your finger,
uh-huh.
that the body begins to swell with water, and those cells begin to multiply and get larger and larger and try to protect that spot. So here is this inflammation, and then the cell fills with water to protect the spot, and then the body comes along and fills it with fat tissue for long-term protection when you have long-term inflammation.
Wow.
And we're seeing that a lot with people who have weight issues. And then it turns into things like peripheral artery disease, and they get high blood pressure, and they get diabetes. Heart disease is one of the things that James is heading for, from where I look at his chart, because we can look at several months ahead, and we can look at genetics and really see what's going on there. So if his agent is interested in protecting his
investment, there you go.
He should get in touch with us, and we can help out with what's going on. But we look at genetics. We look at feast and famine and the kinds of fat that people create. We just heard of a new thing this week. It's not new, because I've been studying about the difference between brown fat and white fat, and whether people in their ancestry had lots of food to eat, and then they're going to create brown fat. And if they were starved or they went through feast and famine like Indians would, then there would be a lot of white fat. And there is a substance in seaweed, and they're selling it now for $40, $50 a bottle. And I hope I don't butcher this name. Flucoxathine. Flucoxathine. And we have decoded that. We have the frequencies for it. We can test people for it. And it controls something called an uncoupling protein. And it's a gene. And we have decoded the gene. We've decoded the protein. Because in the research that we do here at the Institute, that's what we do, sit here and decode genes and proteins and whatever. And we've discovered that it's not really the gene that makes all the difference. It is the protein. So we want to try this on some people. We've set up a little preliminary study to look at it. And we're going to give some people the sounds and some people the pills. Oh, it's $60 a bottle. And we're going to give some people a combination, and we're going to give some people dummies, and they don't know what they're getting, or they don't know
okay.
if they're getting it.
Now, I volunteered to be a part of this study. I don't know what I'm getting yet, the pills or the sounds.
I've seen a couple of people who've taken the pills, and they are losing all of their middle weight. You know how the older people gain weight around the middle?
Mm-hmm.
And you got this some of them pot bellies there where all the fat's accumulating in
the
organs.
Well, they say that's a sign of upcoming heart disease, too.
Yes, and diabetes.
Right.
Because that particular kind of adipose tissue puts off a protein that causes inflammation. And we've decoded all of that insulin sensitivity, too. So if anybody wants to get involved in what we're doing, they certainly could call us at the office at 740-698-9119. And that's Eastern time, so don't be calling this tonight.
9 to 5. I heard on the news yesterday that they are screening 2-year-olds for cholesterol levels in the United States.
Well, did you see this latest issue of Time magazine? Where they're talking about our fat toddlers.
Yeah.
Some of the pictures.
Nation of obese children. It's sad. I mean, such a wonderful country would produce such illness.
Yeah. Do you know any healthy people?
Very few. I know a lot more unhealthy people than I do healthy.
And that's what we really want to help here at the Institute. And that's why we're giving away Nano Voice, which maybe some of you haven't heard about that. Maybe this is the first time you've tuned in to Vocal Profiling Live on BBS Radio. Heather, do you have a little blurb about that?
I sure do. It's not likely that you'll be surprised by what the Nano Voice software reveals about you. What will be surprising is that a computer program could tell you so much from a tiny sample of your voice. And it was featured on our BBS front page for a couple weeks anyways. And we like to thank Dawn and everybody at BBS Radio for doing that. And it was a great success. And everybody just loves this little program.
And we gave it away in Chicago. Actually gave it
away. That was a hit, wasn't it? I say we had the busiest booth at the Health Freedom Expo in Chicago a couple weeks ago.
But they can download this absolutely free.
No strings attached.
And I had a call from a lady, I think it was yesterday, she said, you know, I downloaded that Nano Voice thing, but I don't know what to do with it. And I said, well, did you download the manual? So if you go in there and download it at nanovoice.org, N-A-N-O, voice, one word, .org, download the manual.
That feels like something that I do. If all else fails, then read the instructions.
It's pretty intuitive.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a real fun little program. I've got several friends who are not computer savvy whatsoever, and they had no problem with it. And they, you know, tried it out with their friends and, you know, just kind of had a little Nano Voice party.
Did they like it?
No, they loved it. They thought it was a lot of fun and amazing at the accuracy.
Well, we ran James's voice through Nano Voice, and it talks about his need for justice, his need for self-expression and self-ego. Is this his print that you have?
This is his print right here, yes.
So his highest note, 44 is normal, and he has 194 on C-sharp, which represents the note of C-sharp and justice. He is stubborn, very stubborn. But he doesn't like stubbornness in other people. And if he thinks he's right, he's going to go to great lengths to deal with it. But he's also a nurturer. He has a lot of D and D sharp going on there. That also could mean that his liver is stressed and he's not creating enzymes. And I would go along with that. But he's just not creating enough enzymes there. If I push this little button, I'll get a little printout here one night and see what's going on. It says, you're very stubborn. There's truth, justice, and fairness is involved. Bullies and breaches of trust disturb you at a deep spiritual level. You have a tendency to neglect your spiritual growth by maintaining too heavy a workload. If we had his address, we could send him this, couldn't we?
I wish I did have his address. I would love to get him this report because, I mean, it just seems like that is so totally him. Obviously, I don't know him personally. But from what I know about him, he's very much a humanitarian, and he's a deep thinker.
Does he have a fan club? Can't we just send it on to them?
I think we should do that.
You work to see that others are not taking advantage of? Well, that would go right along with what he was doing with the soldiers. You know, and again, it won't tell him a lot about himself that he doesn't know. but it is, certainly is nice for the outside world to be able to see the real him. Like those of you who would really like to see the real Madonna.
Or the real Barack Obama or President Bush. We've got those up on our website as well.
I would like to do some new ones on Obama because it seems from what I'm looking at, what's posted, he's changing his tune a little bit.
You think so? You think so?
Yeah, I do. I can't work your computer here today. Do you think we would treat our body better if it was a rental?
Never thought about it like that.
Well, I don't pay attention to my...
It's on the deposit I made, I guess.
You know, I'm thinking, how could I get me to pay more attention to my body? Because I just tend to work and just not pay any attention to it. And then after I had the stroke the last year, I was forced to. And it really made a difference in how I perceived me. It made a difference in my energy. You know, I've created all these computer programs, and then I don't use them. And I really just need to say, these couple of hours are mine for the day. I'm going to ride my bike. I'm going to study my chart. You know, Nikki is, and she's one of the people who work here and help do this bio-diet program. She's so disciplined. She comes in every morning, does her print, looks at what nutrients she needs, takes the nutrients, just goes on.
Yeah, she is. I admire her. She's very tenacious with her project. That's her baby, though. She's very proud of the bio-diet program.
She gets up a god-awful o'clock. I am not a morning person. You know, at 2 or 3 and at night, that's my best time, and I'm doing my best work, and then I'm forced to go to bed at like 4 so I can get up at 7 or something. But I am just, I'm not cranky. I am just in a stupor because I just can't get my eyes open. I can't get my brain hinged. No, but I did find something that really helps with it. There is a clock that you can set. It's got a little round moon kind of thing on the top of it. And you set it for like 6:30 and it starts getting lighter and lighter, just in increments. It's like the daylight was waking you up.
Uh-huh.
And it really works to wake me up. And I went online to try to look at that and see why it was doing it. Well, melatonin is the chemical that puts you to sleep, and serotonin is the chemical that wakes you up. And so when your pituitary begins to see light and sense light, it drops the serotonin in to wake you up.
Wow.
Isn't that an awesome clock? Well, I got one, and it worked.
I've got natural sunlight that does that for me every morning.
Well, there's a lot of shows that you book me on that, you know, it's early in the morning.
Yeah, 7 a.m., the Kelly MacLeod Show, every Monday from now on.
Oh, so we got really popular. We were every other week. Now we're every week?
Every week. Her listeners demanded it, so.
Is there other shows that we're on?
Oh, gosh. You were just on Beyond the Ordinary with Nancy and Elena.
Oh, that was a good show. I love those people, the Rompha people.
Yeah, and they are practitioners of ours. So they've taken the class and been through it, and they've got a really good grasp of what bioacoustics, and so it makes for a really good show.
We're on with Elazar Ben-Joseph.
Mm-hmm. NaturalSolutionsRadio.com and also on BBS. You've got a show.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Saturday morning.
And we're on with Jack.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, and he is, I'm trying to think where he's out of. I want to say Utah, somewhere in Utah.
Are you going to post that on the site so if people...
It is on the media page. Yes, absolutely. It's on the media page of Nutrisounds.com. And if listeners want to know more about you, they can find out more about you as well. There.
Ooh, is that good?
It's all good, Sherry.
Sometimes I wonder how all of this research got started. I mean, yes, I have this very peculiar talent. And yes, I'm tenacious in trying to find out if I was crazy or not. And, you know, I'm hearing these sounds, and what do they really mean? I really hit a pleasant plateau when I found out Pythagoras hears these sounds. And there's this wonderful big step up when Sylvia Franck started talking about that this work is part of the ancient mysteries that are coming through. But, you know, for the most part, I was just stumbling through to see kind of what was going to happen. So I'm very happy that we ended up with these great programs like BioDiet. And you wanted to talk about that a little bit, about BioDiet?
BioDiet, you know, like I said, that's Nikki's baby, and we're so proud of her. She really, you know, Sherry started with the idea, and Nikki really took off with it, and she's lost 50 pounds, and not only has it improved her appearance, it's improved herself emotionally. I mean, it's just wonders in every aspect of her life.
And that's the program that we're using on Kirstie Alley and and the soprano guy who's
James Gandolfini.
I wish I could remember his name so I could pronounce it. Gandolfini. So other people can use this program too, can't they?
Absolutely. It's very simple. For you, it is simple to figure out, but it's amazing to me to watch you do these voice prints and to come up with the root cause of why they're having weight issues, just bam, bam, bam.
Well, and James Gandolfini's one just to come up with, it is a pituitary issue, and maybe he's been... Okay, great. Hi, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Mary. I'm calling from Portland.
Mary Ann, did you say?
Mary.
M-A-R-Y.
Mary? Yeah.
Hi, Mary. Thanks for calling. What can I help you with?
Well, I just wanted to know more about this BioDiet program, and I'm wondering whether you can give me information about my own weight loss issues.
Okay, my little computer went to sleep here, so hold on one second.
Okay.
Would you turn down your radio so I don't get a...
Yeah, I don't have it on.
Well, I'm hearing a feedback, and I'm starting to stutter.
I don't have my radio on.
Okay, so maybe it's the station. Do you have something you want to, you could talk to us about for about a minute?
Sure.
You have to keep talking until we tell you to stop.
Is it
M-A-R-Y, Mary?
Yes.
And what's the first initial of your last name?
P.
P, I'm asking you that so we can find you among all the other Marys, because we're going to send you a copy of this report.
Oh, cool.
I did
download that NanoVoice one.
Did you use it?
Yeah, it was great. It was really fun, but I haven't had a chance to use it with anybody else yet.
Did it identify you?
I thought it did.
All right. I need your birthday, but you can make it up if you want.
August 14, 1957.
Okay, you ready to talk to us for a couple of minutes?
Okay.
And now don't say, I don't know what else to talk about. Just look around the room and start describing stuff. Because if you stop, then it'll mess it up.
Okay, so you just tell me when to start.
Go.
Okay, so I'm calling about my weight, and the reason that I'm calling about my weight is that I used to be very, very slender. When I was a child, I was slender, and I was slender through most of my adulthood with some little weight issues. And then one day I started gaining weight so fast it was like being pregnant. I actually got stretch marks. It was so fast. And I'm trying to work on my weight, and I'm very active physically, but I'm carrying a lot of weight around my middle, and I'm really concerned about why I can't lose weight even though I eat healthy and I am physically active. And I would just like to get some insight into that, if that's possible. And I really would like to get on top of my health issues, but I don't really understand where they're coming from. And when I see the doctors, they kind of just treat me like I must be someone who eats like a horse. But they kind of ignore the fact that there was like a trigger that was thrown at some point, and it just started piling on, and it has never stopped. So I would really like to get some insight into that, and anything else that you could, any other information you could give me would really be appreciated. I'm really interested in these programs. They're really fascinating to me. I think I'm going to be one of the people who tries to take this on and bring it to the community, because it's really, really very interesting to me. I'm sitting in my living room talking to you on my computer, and I really... don't have a lot more to say, but I just bought this house. I'm really liking living in it. I'm having a really good time with it. And
Mary, I'm going to stop you here, and I'm going to open up another file, because we're getting in a rut with only getting two notes, and it's showing extreme stress. stress in liver and ability to produce the digestive hormones that you need to actually use your food.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to start a new one, and I want you to tell me your favorite foods.
My favorite foods?
So you just start naming the foods that you really like, not the ones you eat because you may restrict yourself, but the ones you like. So go.
Okay. Go? Okay. I like to eat vegetables. I eat a lot of vegetables, and I don't restrict myself on them at all. I'm especially fond of asparagus, and I eat that often. I'm eating a lot of zucchini right now, tomatoes, grapes. I eat chicken more than I eat red meat. In fact, I rarely eat red meat, but I eat chicken and a lot of fish. And I'm always using things like olive oil and spices on that. And I have a tendency to drink a lot of water and iced tea that has no sweetener in it, but I do drink it ice cold. I understand that might be an issue, so I'm kind of trying to work on drinking room temperature liquids instead of ice cold liquids, but I do that a lot. I do grill a lot during the summer, and so then my fish and chicken is always grilled, and I do like the roasted vegetables, and I really like to... let's see, what else do I like to eat? I'm not good on fruit. It's difficult for me to make myself eat fruit, but I will make myself drink fruit juice, and so that's how I try and get fruit into my diet. I don't like things that are sweet.
Okay, Mary, we got it.
Okay.
That was a much freer kind of information.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you about your diet in a minute. But when you get a hold of an idea, you really go for it. You go as much as you can. Once you convinced your brain, you're out there to do it. And that's a wonderful trait. That's the kind of people we want to work with us. Your chart indicates that you have dopamine in extreme stress. Normal is 4. You have 0. And dopamine is eating for pleasure, and that's in there. But the biggest here is you have extreme stress with digesting man-made carbohydrates.
Okay.
Your body just doesn't have the ability to use the things coming in to create the hormones and enzymes. Do you take any enzymes at all to help digest your foods?
I do not. Do you think I should?
I think you should think about it.
I have been thinking about it recently.
Try to get a food-based enzyme. Uh-huh. See, Nature Sunshine makes a food-based enzyme, and is it UCI? Is that the other one that makes the food-based enzyme? We'll send you pieces of this with your report.
Okay.
But there's also an unsatisfaction with people not appreciating who you are, and you try to make up for that by creating things that people would like and do things for them, care about them. So you take your self-worth from what people can appreciate about you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you're restricting emotionally that dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look at your printout here and see just a bit about what's going on.
Okay.
I'm going down to the bottom here. Physical issues are not your priority. You often have more chores than you can possibly get done. Structure is not required for you to be comfortable. Is that true?
Totally.
Tend to express your ideas in terms and benefits to others.
Yeah.
You actively support equal rights in words and deeds and money if you have it.
Mm-hmm.
You have the ability to self-power and approval as a potent combination to change opinions. See, that's the kind of trainer we want in here. We want you on board with us, Mary.
Oh, good. Well, I'm really interested in it.
We're going to send you this report. I have saved it. Do you have other questions? And if I had your vocal print, the first thing I would do is go off of man-made carbohydrates.
Okay.
And there's a way that you can do that and still feel full at the same time. We've recommended this to lots of people. To use whole grain rice, and you can put fish in it if you'd like. It's great with apricots, believe it or not, but you don't like sweets. and combine that with some other kind of protein, like maybe eggs. You can eat them separately or together. That'll give you a complete protein that'll keep you feeling satisfied and full. It'll give you the amino acids to make your enzymes and your insulin to help digest foods. But I would try to get you on some good enzymes.
Do you mean like papaya enzyme or something like that?
What?
Do you mean like papaya enzyme or something like that?
Papaya would be great. I'm going to send you instructions on how to send us a WAVE file, a good one, and then we'll be able to identify which enzymes this is.
Okay.
But in the meantime, you might want to think about cleaning up your liver a bit so it's more efficient. But we've got definitely a dopamine issue, and we have a man-made carbohydrate issue that is genetic. Your body is working or trying to work fine, but you've just got some genetics that are against you, and we need to look at that more carefully. So Heather's making a note here, and we will send you instructions on how to get us a vocal print. I've lost my pen. Oh, it's under the microphone. And I'll make a note. And you need to get in touch with Heather tomorrow and give her your email address so we can send you this report.
Okay.
Hey, Mary, just send me an email at heather@vocalprofiling.com.
heather@vocalprofiling.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
well,
we'll
thank you very much
in our program about this new seaweed stuff and just see where you compare with that too.
Yeah.
We were, okay, you can stay on the line with us if you want, because we're going to talk a little bit about this bio diet first.
Okay, yeah, I'm very interested in that.
How did you originally come to know about it?
From this website, from the VBS website. I listened to several programs on it and had never listened to yours before today, but I was going through seeing which ones interested me, so I went to your website, various websites. I did download the NanoVoice program, the one for free, and then I saw that you were, you know, your statement of goals about trying to get a person in every community that could, you know, give this kind of assistance to people, and I thought, that's so up my alley. I really need to look into this further. So,
where are you? Mary, where are you from?
I'm from Washington State, but I'm living in Portland, Oregon.
We'd love it. And, you know, you can take these classes right online.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. So.
And we're going to, the special bio diet class, it's going to be a two-day online class to teach you to take this to your community and help you with marketing and that kind of thing.
Uh-huh. When is that going to be?
I don't know exactly, probably within the next month. Heather, are you going to... Schedules? Oh, you have the schedules, brother. Okay.
Mary, the easiest way to get started with us is to join us in one of our preview classes, which is just an hour, and it's online, and Sherry teaches you a little bit about bioacoustics and how it can help you, and you can help others. And our next one, I believe, is tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 2. Are you free then, Mary?
Tomorrow at 2?
I'm coming out of a...
Water exercise class at 1 o'clock, so yeah, I could be home by 2.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's Eastern time, so it's
Oh, what is that,
be,
10 o'clock?
It's going to be 11 o'clock. Yeah.
I'm not going to be available because I will have to go to that water therapy class. So.
Okay, the next one then would be Wednesday the 30th of this month from 6 to 7 Eastern, so that would be your time.
But we are also going to record this, so you can jump in and watch it anytime you want.
Okay.
Just stay in touch with us.
Okay. I will do that.
Okay, great. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, and thank you for your assistance.
We'll talk later.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that's wonderful to be able to hear from people and be able to do that for them and tell them where to go. I want to hear Mary. Once you go off carbohydrates for a few days, will you give us a call and let us know how you're doing? That's 740-698-9119. We'd love to hear from you. And the other thing that goes along with BioDiet that Nikki wanted developed was a program called Fab Abs. And we created a program that you can play at night, just like music in your bedroom and, you know, in the air, and it probably won't hurt anybody. I wouldn't put it on a baby, but, and it exercises your abdominal muscles.
You know, that sounds so hard to believe, and I did not believe that until I walked into Nikki's room. And these tones are so low, you don't really hear it. You know there's something there, but, you know, it's just kind of a comforting noise. And my stomach started jumping. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what's wrong with me? And Nikki says, I've got my ab tones on. I'm like, oh, okay. That, and it was just really odd to feel that.
And we've done this enough that we know that you can exercise when you sleep. And we're going to make that available to people. So if anybody wants one of those little fab ab tone boxes so they could play that at night, we're going to make it available for people probably within the next week or so.
Now, this wouldn't disturb your sleep, though, would it? I mean,
it hasn't. I've been using it, and, you know, I couldn't, after C-sections and having babies and that kind of thing, it was hard for me to get up from laying down, you know, to come straight up, because they didn't quite put stuff back together, and I just haven't had the money to go have reconstructive surgery and put things where they belong. And so, but with this Fab Abs on, I don't have a bit of trouble just bouncing up. And when Jessica put it on hers, did you see how ripped her abs look?
Yeah, I did. That's amazing.
Do I hear jealousy?
Well, yeah, if you've seen her abs, anybody would be jealous of that.
Heather, why don't we do a box for the whole body? I'd like one for my face. You know, getting old a little bit here.
Can we include gray hair in that as well? Because, yeah, I'm starting to need that.
Gray hair, wrinkles. Let's do wrinkles.
Okay.
Is there other parts that people would like toned up?
Well, let's see. You got the face, and let's see. Can you do anything about crow's feet?
Eyes?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's try it. We could do that with wrinkles. We have the frequencies for those muscles. You know, the body is so incredibly redundant. There's this muscle that goes down the side of your nose to the edges of your mouth,
mm-hmm.
called the Risorius muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And when they think you're having a stroke, they say, smile. You know, they want to see if it's the both, you know, on the same side. And I still have some trouble laughing and smiling. I should work on that. But that Risorius muscle is the same frequency as fibrin, one of the things that causes strokes, because there's too much fibrin. You get a clot.
Uh-huh.
And so the body is redundant. I should write a book about...
Yes, you should.
About the redundancy of the body. Oh, Heather's looking at me like, I want to slap you.
What have I been telling you for the past 2 years?
You know, yes, I am going to write this book. Actually, I have ideas for several books that I want to write. But I really like this idea of a little box that exercises your muscles while you sleep, and we already know it works, and we could... They could get toned. You like that?
That would be great. Let's get toned.
You'll just get them a little tune-up here, and it's a little box that you hook to a speaker.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to wear earphones. And it's analog. We love analog sound because the body perceives and heals itself in analog fashion. And Robert O. Becker discovered that and put it in his book, Cross Currents. So this doesn't mean that you can make a CD or what are those little things people call carry around, iPod
like
things?
Mm-hmm.
That is digital. Now, I'm not objecting to digital music, which is in your hearing range. I'm objecting to giving you digital brain waves because they just don't work very well, and the carrier wave can sometimes be even detrimental for young men because it's the same frequency that causes prostate cancer, or one form of prostate cancer, and for other people because it's the same frequency as the hemoglobin of the body. And we know of some people who've used it and ended up with leukemia.
You know, and I'm glad you explained that because we get asked that a lot. Why can't we listen to CDs? Why can't we listen to iPods?
You can if it's in the hearing range, you know, 100 cycles or above, you're fine. But we're talking about 60 cycles, really, really lower than the human voice. And some, I mean, you can hear all of them, But sometimes we give people brainwaves down at like 3 cycles per second. That's to put somebody's heart back into rhythm. And you can't really hear that. We have to trick the brain into hearing it. And we've tried experiment after experiment, mainly with blood pressure, because that's an easy thing to monitor. We cannot be able, we just can't control blood pressure with a digital sound. We can do it with the analog sounds. And in case people don't know the difference between analog and digital, you and I talking right here is analog. Them hearing us over the radio, that's digital. Or if you and I were talking on the phone to each other, then that would be digital communication. So people can think about, okay, how's my mom sound in person and how's my mom sound over the phone? I can still recognize it at her, but there's a lot of things missing.
So analog is a pure sound.
I don't know if it's a more pure sound. It has more pure harmonics, and that's what we're really looking at.
Gotcha.
And that's what does the work.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at analog sound, you start with maybe 2, and then 4, and then 8, 16, 32, 64, and each of those harmonics are exact. But if you're looking at a digital sound, it's an approximation. So it has all of these leftover residential harmonics that are just kind of flying everywhere. And, left-brain people really are not disturbed by those digital harmonics as much as right-brained and whole-brained people.
Hmm.
And we don't really know why. There's a couple of people writing some articles out there about it. It makes sense to me when I listen to it because I can hear the difference, but it doesn't make mathematical sense to anybody who's an engineer. And we did have an engineer who just stomped down into our office one day after he heard me deliver a paper someplace. He said, I'm going to prove to you that digital is just as good as analog. And the time we got done, he said, I'll be...
He said, you're right.
Yes. Because we have tried to put these on CDs. And, you can get some effect, but you don't get maximum effect. You don't get the body tissue growing back. Like here, we've regrown
nerves,
we've regrown joints, we've regrown bone. It's just awesome, some of the things that grows back in the body renews itself. So we know that we're kind of tapping into the DNA pattern. And we don't know if we're doing it with the magnetics of the formulas that we're using, but we know we're tapping into a pattern. And we know that the brain, like your central processing unit, has all of these frequencies going on all the time, all over your body and the neural network, and it's all mathematically related and magnetically related. The magnetic issue, people want that explained when you say it because they don't understand. If you're running down the street at 60 miles an hour in your car, that's your frequency. But all the rules that keep you on your side of the road and make you move your car the way it's moving and follow all the rules, that's the magnetic portion. Our time gets away from us. I have to check here and see what's going on. Wait, the time is gone, Heather.
It is. That's amazing.
I have so much I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about chocolate. I want to talk about changing the world. I want to talk about Obama's new healthcare things. I want to talk about this new book I have this idea about. And again, this is to the audience. I want them, if they would, to send me their ideas about what or who they think God is. I've been collecting these all along. I think God is all the sentientness, all the awareness of all of us, including the trees and the rocks and the turtles and whatever. And you put it in one pot, and that's God to me. So that's how we're all a part of each other. And I'd like to know what other people's perceptions of God are. I don't know what I'm going to call it, answers from God or God's butler answers questions.
That's what you came to for today, God's answers from God's butler.
Yeah, because, you can't be asking God that, what he thinks he is, So let's just ask one is butler and see what's going on. That was a fast hour.
It was.
Anybody who wants to be part of our bio diet project or any of the free courses that we have. Heather, can you give them the contact numbers?
Absolutely. Please call us at 740-698-9119 or just shoot me out a quick email, and I'll be happy to help you with anything you need at heather@vocalprofiling.com.
You have to watch those because people say, I need my house cleaned.
I need my house cleaned too.
I love it. Mary, thanks for calling us and for those of you who listened. And here's some music as we end the show.